Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, Bishwishki, special schos. For Yaakov and Sarah Esel, as you would call them, Bakarov, Chana Rezel, Basmerim Rivka, Leleida Kali, Alebari Vishalim, Barama Chevarov, Vishasagidal, Brichos Yamim, Vishanim. This is based on an article in the Kovet Ha'aris Torah Journal, Chanukah, Shabbos Parshas Miketz, Tovshin Samaches, Mesechas Harius, Lefyud Aleph Amid Beis, also in Krisus, talks about the making of the Shemen HaMishcha. The Gemara there says that the Shemen HaMishcha is Kulo Kaim Lasid Lavo. Shemen HaMishcha is going to be around forever. It's also brought in Rashi in Parshas Kisitzla, Derasechem, Kam Lamdu, Rabbi Saini, Shekulo Kaim Lasid Lavo. Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh Yeh Zeli Lidorasechem. It's going to be for all the generations. So the reason the Moshe Rabbeinu made the Shemen HaMishcha originally in the Midbar was, as the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Sharish Yud, Shenimshach Kohanim Gedolim U'Malachim U'Klei HaKodesh B'Shemen HaMishcha, to anoint the Kohanim Gedolim, the kings, and Klei HaMikdash B'Shemen HaMishcha. According to this, it's Kedai to be Ma'ayin B'Nogel L'Lasid Lavo. Is there going to be a din? This Shemen's going to be around Lasid Lavo, as we learn, Kulokayim Lasid Lavo. Is there going to be a din that we have to anoint the Kelim B'Shemen HaMishcha? So when Ogel HaMelech HaMashiach, it's well known, the suffix of the Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Zayin, whether Mashiach will need Mashicha, will the King Messiah need anointment, Mashicha, because we can say that he doesn't need Mashicha, since he's Mizered the Shlomo Dor Achar Dor. So the Malchus is a Yerusha, Meisha Paska Malchus, and he doesn't need Mashicha, even though the Malchus stopped the Kamadaris. Nevertheless, that's not enough, doesn't stop the Yerusha. But we can say now that since he's coming Mikoach, people who needed new Mashicha, because they rebelled against Rechavim and they weren't Makabal as Malchus, so even if Rechavim and Ezera are kings, they need new Malucha, I'll call Yisrael. Rechavim wasn't king, I'll call Yisrael. Memela, for to be king, I'll call Yisrael. When there's a Machlokes, in order to re-establish yourself, you need Mashicha, so maybe Mashiach is going to be like his forebears and he's going to require Mashiach. Look also in Mitzvah Tov Tzadi Zayin, the Mitzvah Chinuch was Mitzayin. There he was Mistapik B'Signon Acher. He says, is Melech HaMashiach going to require Mashiach since the Malchus is Batal Kamashanim? Or maybe he's Kemelech Ben Melech Ve'ein Sarech Mashiach Ein Sham. Look at the different Signonos in the Chinuch in Kuf Zayin and the Chinuch in the later mitzvah Tov Tzadi Zayin. Lubavitcher Rebbe in his Lakutei Sichos in Chelek Chof Gimel, page 205, he is gezeichnet this Menchas Chinuch, and he's mistabek, maybe he's going to need smicha, he's going to have to be a rav needs smicha, not mashicha. Safnas Paneach, the Heilige Rogatchover, and Harius, Yad Aleph Amid Beis, writes, Nafgamina, that the Mos HaMashiach, is he going to need? The Mos HaMashiach, Yad Nitzrach Mashiach HaChadasha? Is he going to require Mashiach HaChadasha? Kevin Dem Paska Malchus Beis David? Since Malchus Beis David was Nifsak, the Rogatchover writes, you can look at the whole shtickle there in Harius, Yad Aleph Amid Beis. Since Malchus Beis David was Nifsak, Mashiach is going to require Mashicha. You're right, Achator Omer Lo Yosu Shevet. You're right, Lo Yosu Shevet Mehuda Mechok Ken Raglov. That they're always going to be the king, Shevet Yehuda. But he's still going to require Ach Tzarech Mashicha Chadosha. So that's the Hachra of the Heilige Rogatchev. V'nogei alekoin gadol, it says in Torah, it's Kohanim, zos mishchas Aaron, mishchas Bona, v'yudha Oimer, yachri Aaron abav, tzrichon l'shemen ha-mishcha, lasid lovo, tamil omer zos, not only this is the shemen ha-mishcha for Aaron abonav, but zos v'nat lasid lovo, because they're going to still have their kedusha. And so yishtet, b'mit barabah, parashis nasi, yudhalad yudgimel, adayin yomer, sheyimshchu lasid lovo, I might think you're going to be moshech them lasid lovo, tamil omer zos, einim shachin lasid lovo. No Mashicha. But the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs and Shor HaShlishi writes, Benogel Aaron Abon of Lasid Lavo, that they're going to be Makadish themselves, B'miluim, Lufi Shekvar Batla, Mashichos, Mimenu, Mizar, B'Shanas, Misa. V'yu Anoshim, Mechudoshim, Yitzdarchu, Liskadish, Kirishoyne. V'yu Amiluim, Elu, Noagim, Behem. So the Rambam says that Lasid Lavo, they're going to have to be Makat. They're going to need those days of Miluim, not the army Miluim, the one that the Torah talks about in Parashas Tzav. And he also says, Shekvar Batla Mishichasan Mimenu. Oh! So they're going to need a new Mishicha also. So everybody asks on the Ramban, excuse me, Taurus Kohanim says they don't need a new Mishicha. So possibly we can answer based on what it says in Yecheskel, Perek Min Gimel, Pasuk, Yitches and Yotes. Vayom Reilai Ben Adam, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim Ela, Kul Kosam Zbech Biyom, It's telling us here they have to bring their karbonos, bizarik the dam, kohanim. Vinasata says the Radak, Liheskel or Meshukoyin, Varmashu Yitin a carbon la kohanim la hakrivoy. Vuhu Yizork Adam Yechapra alam is bech, Kila Asid Yehu Koin Godel. He's talking to Yecheskel, who is a Kohen. I have a friend named Yecheskel Cohen. I guess they're related. And he will give the carbon to the Kohanim to be makriv. He's going to be Zorek the Dam. He's going to be Mechaper and the Mizbech. Because Laosid, he's going to be the Kohen Gadol. And even though Aaron is going to be there, either he's going to be Oyem Mishnah Lo, or he's going to be second in command. V'gamzeh pasuk yorah t'chiyos ha-meisim Laosid. And this pasuk tells us it's going to be t'chiyos ha-meisim gevaldik. Looking forward. So writes the Rashbitz in his Magen Avos Chelek Gimel. Va'el Yisbaruch Amar Yecheskel Sher Olam Mizbech Shasan Melech HaMashiach Livnois. Va'omar Sham Nasa Ben Asatis Al Kohanim Alavim Asher Hem Yizer Tzadok Par Ben Bokar Lechatis. Va'gomrak Par Shekula. Va'ine Evticho Duya Kohen Gadol Limos HaMashiach. Nachum always in the Rashbitz, he's going to be the Kohen Gadol Limos HaMashiach. Va'zemoyer Al Tchiyos HaMeisim. And this shows us he's going to die, but he's going to come back. And in the Sefer Lev Chaim, Rav Chaim Palaji in Chelek Alf Simon Lamed Beis, he writes that his Mabai Shlishi Yecheskel is going to be Kain B'Tchias HaMeisim. He's going to be Kohen Gadol together with Aaron HaKohen. Aaron's going to get up. He's going to get up. That's the answer to our kasha. We asked, what do you need a Mashiach Chadasha for, according to the Ramban? So we can answer that it's talking about not Aaron Ubanov. The Medrash is Memayit Aaron Ubanov. This is the Ramban is talking about Yecheskel. Yecheskel is going to be Kohen Gadol. The Ramban doesn't make any such indication. We can answer for the Ramban that we'll show him the Radak that Yecheskel is going to be Kohen Gadol. So it's not really a stira. To the Medrash. The Medrash is talking about Aaron Ubanov, and Yecheskel is going to be Nimshach Lasid Lava. What about the Klei HaMikdash Lasid Lava? Are they going to have to be Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha? Or not? The Rambam writes in Uchas Klei Mikdash, the first Perek, Halacha Zayin Ches, Ein Moshe Men Eldar Sal Kohanim Gedol Mashiach Mechom Malacha Beis David Bilvat, Afilu Kohen Ben Kohen Moshe Noise. V'ayisheni, Shloya Hashem Shem and HaMishcha, Kohen Gadol Misrab Levis Begadim Bilvat Shelevoish Bigdei Kehuna Gedol. So the Mashiach is done on the Kohanim Gedol, Mashiach Mocham, Amacha Beis David, even Kohen Ben Kohen. And by Sheini, they didn't have the Shem and HaMishcha, the Kohen Gadol became Kohen Gadol by wearing the extra Begadim, Levi Ribui Begadim. And that's how he was Miskadish Bekuna Gedol. And Allah Yud Beis, the Rambam writes, Kokli HaMikdash HaSem Moshe Ben Midbar, Lonus Kachu El Mashiachosim Mishem and HaMishcha, Shenem Rav Yimshchein Ve'ekadish Osem, V'dover Zeni Noig L'dorus. All the Klei Mikdash, only B'Shas Moshe and the Mishkan. That's when they were Miskadish B'Shem Nishcha, but not L'Doros. How are they Miskadish L'Doros? B'Sheiros, Adi Avoda, like it says in the Gemara Masech Shavuos, Tetzvav Amar Aleph. Avodasim Mechan Chosim, this is Mashma Losed Lavo. We are not going to be Miskadish. The Kalim is a very big question. I'm sure many people can't sleep at night because they're worrying about this question. So we have a resolution now, Baruch Hashem. The Kalim are not going to be Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha Losed Lavo. The only problem is, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the front Beis Amid Beis, and there Rashi says that the Kalim of Beis Chanyo, this breakaway Beis HaMikdash that the Jews made. So the kelim that they had there, when they wanted to use them for the base, for the real Beis HaMikdash, they were Moshiach them b'shem and HaMishcha, and so writes the Ritva, the name of the Ri. So many people wondering, they're all wondering what's going on over here. Look at Nagos, Rebbe Tzal Rentschberg, the Rashash, Chlishe Chasim Sofer, Chasim Sofer Nori Chaim Simon Lam Zayin, Sach Makaris, that they're wondering what's going on over here. It says, Osam b'mishicha v'lo l'daros. Gemara in Shavuos, v'ayim shechem v'ayikadesh Osam. Osam, those in the Mishkan are b'mishicha, and not l'daros b'mishicha. So what are they doing over here, being Moshech, the Kelim, b'shem and ha-mishcha? Rav Yosef Shol Natanzon, Shol Meshiv, Ma'adur Kamach, Elegimel, Simim, and Beis, is Metarit, that l'daros, Abadosin, is Mechan Chosam, is because the Torah said that even though there's no Shem and HaMishcha, the Avodah is Mechaneches. But if they get the Shem and HaMishcha, Pshita, that they were Mashiach b'Shem and HaMishcha, Ayin Sham. Ufidvar, we can understand that Lassid Lava, that we're going to have the Shem and HaMishcha, they're going to be Moshiach, the Kelim, Shem and HaMishcha. Kikarayin in Rambam, say for a mitzvah, Sharish Yud, V'amnam Yimne, Atzivu, Shetzivanam, Shnech HaKohanim Gedolim, Malachim, B'Klei HaKodesh, B'Shem and HaMishcha, Matur. So it's Mashin Rambam holds that Klei HaKodesh is the mitzvah Ladoros, and therefore it's included in the minion of the mitzvah say, according to the Yisod of Rav Yosef Shol Natanzon. It's very good, because as long as we have the Shem and HaMishcha, you can use it. The Miud and the Pasuk is talking about where we don't have the Shem and HaMishcha. But from the Rambam, Menuchos Klei HaMikdash, it's not Mashma like the Sholem Eishiv, because the Rambam writes, Ein Moshcha Men Eldoros, Ela Kohanim Gedol, Mashuch, Mochal, Machal, Beis David, Bilba. He writes that the only thing we're Moshiach is Kohanim Gedolim, Meshuach Melchama, and Malchut Beis David. Only in Zman by Sheni, they didn't have the Shem and HaMishcha, so then the Kohen Gadol was Esrabel Vishas Begodim. But Mashen came in Ogele Mashichas Kelim, Rambam writes that this is not Noeg L'Doros. There's Mashma from this, that even if there is Shem and HaMishcha, there's no Mashicha. He says, Kohanim Gedol, Mashuach, Mocham, Machab, Beis David, yes, but not the Kelim. And already the Halakha Pardes Yosef, and Parshas Kisisa, Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Adar Seichem, and so on, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rabbi Chaim Heller, in Heara number 8, they already note that what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Shorash, Yud, of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's Soser. But the Rambam writes in the Sefer Ayad, in the Shorash he writes it is Ladoros, in the Sefer Ayad he writes it's not Ladoros. And it's also Soser what he writes in the Mitzvah Lamed Hey, where he writes that they're Moshiach Taka, the Kohen Gadol, some kings, V'lo Yimshchu Bo HaKelim Ladoros, and the Meiri writes Lahedya, that Kol HaKelim that Moshe made in the Mishkan, Nimshchu B'Shem and HaMishcha. But Mikan Ve'elech L'Doros, Avodasim Mechan Chasam, Afilu Hayim Moshchanas, and Lohim Iskat Shanele Ba'avoda. He says, even if they do it, it's not going to work. Even if they try it, they try to oil it up, try to anoint it with oil, it doesn't work. It's only Ba'avoda. However, the Rach in Sanhedrin, Tezvav Amid Beis, right, Avol Klei HaKodesh, Avodasim Mekad Shosan, Ve'ein Srichim HaKelim Midoros Mashiach. He says they don't require. As much as he holds, they don't need it. But if they were anointed, they are Miskadesh. Could be Rav Yosef Shol Natanzon holds that way also. It's not necessary, but if they do it, it works. And therefore he says that if they have the Shem and HaMishcha, then they're going to use that, and not the Avodah. We could say maybe that's what the Rambam means also. You're allowed to, and that he says that you're not being Moshech them Ladoros, maybe means there's no Chiyuv Ladoros. Unlike Kohen Gadol and Melech, when there's Shem and HaMishcha, you're Mechuyuv Ladoros. But here only you're allowed to do it Ladoros. And the Fizeh, Lasid Lavo, they will be Moshech b'shemen ha-mishcha. It's a very, very big chiddush. So we will continue Mitzvah Hashem, the second part of this shir. In the meantime, we gave you a lot of food for thought, and that we should be Zelcha Mitzvah Hashem Lil Modu Lelamed Lishma V'Las L'Kaim Z'Kol Divrei Tzal M'Torah T'Vilhava Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, Svidus, and most beloved friends.